It was the mid-1990s. Gail McWilliam Jelly had a new job working for the New Hampshire Department of Agriculture. Part of the job was to meet up with farmers and find out what kind of challenges they were facing and how the state might be able to help.
I was new here and talking with farmers about things they would like to see happen in the marketing end of things. Heard a lot from farmers that they would love to be able to sell to restaurants.
That was a new idea then. Restaurants were not buying food from local farms, but having it shipped through big, efficient national distributors. Sure, New Hampshire has a lot of little farms and even a few bigger operations, but it's not the Midwest. You couldn't go to a restaurant and get a salad with New Hampshire greens.
And so we attempted to have sort of a matchmaking meeting, if you will. We invited restaurants to come and farmers to come. And we got a lot of farmers to come and not a whole lot of restaurants at that point in time.
Farmers had a pretty clear reason to come to the table. They wanted more ways to put their food on people's plates. And if it could stay right here in the state, all the better. So why weren't restaurants biting?
It's hard to say. I mean, obviously the producer end of it was looking for that opportunity. And maybe the demand wasn't out there yet from the consumer looking for the local experience. But for whatever reason, the restaurants weren't looking for that or weren't ready for that.
20 years later, you walk around Manchester, Nashua, Portsmouth, or Concord, and you'll be dodging sidewalk chalkboards, hawking local ciders, squashes, and cheeses, and throwing around the hard-to-define term farm-to-table on menus and ads. So, what changed? I'm Virginia Prescott, and this is Word of Mouth, your questions answered, your state explored. A listener submitted a question for our Only in New Hampshire series. What is going on with the farm-to-table movement in New Hampshire? How can you tell what's just advertising flair and what is real local food? Producer Ben Henry dug into this question for us. In fact, Ben, you jumped on it. Why?
Well, a couple of reasons. First of all, the local food movement in general in this country is in a pretty weird moment right now. It kind of already had its heyday, and now it's just here to stay. And it's grown to such an extent and it's so widespread that we have all these marketing gimmicks that are deeply entrenched that are now very familiar, that we're used to being sold local food, which makes it hard as consumers to distinguish what is just a marketing gimmick apart from what is real authentic local food.
Right. You can see fast food restaurants advertising local food. But it sounds like the listener who submitted the question was pretty skeptical, too.
Right. And that's why I wanted to look into this. I don't know. I mean, do you ever feel suspicious of local food or is that just me?
Yeah. Local to where, I guess, is the question I ask.
Yeah, like, you know, you're going out to a restaurant and they've got their chalkboard and they've got the, like, crate slats on the wall. So I think something about the fact that there is a whole aesthetic that comes with this is like a red flag to me because it lets you know you're being sold something. And whenever I get that feeling like someone's trying to sell something to me, I just get a little bit cagey. I would just want to know more is all.
Well, that's what makes you a good reporter. So where'd you start?
So the first thing I did was I wanted to talk with people who know exactly how local food distribution, specifically in New Hampshire, works. So I kind of went back to where it all started. I sat down with Gail McWilliam Jelly, who you just heard from at the New Hampshire Department of Agriculture. She's now the head of agricultural development, but back in the early 2000s or so, she was part of a small group of people that sort of built the foundation for local food in New Hampshire. So you helped create something called the New Hampshire Farm to Restaurant Connection. Can you tell me where that started?
Yeah, that started in around 2004. And there were a group of us having a meeting and talking about what we could do to further opportunities for farmers, particularly with restaurants.
This was a small group, a dozen or so people. Farmers, chefs, dietitians, local food advocates, all people who wanted, for one reason or another, to improve the food that the rest of us were eating.
That group is was the genesis for the Farm to Restaurant Connection, and we decided we would move forward with some kind of a organized effort to connect farmers and restaurants. In that, you know, we settled on a name, the Farm to Restaurant Connection. We developed a logo. We created fact sheets and all of that kind of stuff. So we formalized it from that particular effort.
And what was the first thing you guys tried in terms of getting people in touch with each other about local food?
We felt like because of the sort of the failure of early efforts to bring groups together to have a meeting, we felt like sort of illustrating the value of local foods was the way to go. And we decided on a concept that we called have a grower's dinner, where we would encourage restaurants to host an event, and everything on the menu for that event would be from New Hampshire, from, you know, from appetizers to dessert. And we would help to make the connections for those restaurants who might not have ever, you know, reached out to local producers, to help them make the connections with the products, and then the chefs could be as creative as they wanted with the foods. And we ended up with some really fun events.
There's a lot of hidden infrastructure required to bring local food to a restaurant that I think a lot of people don't necessarily know or think about. So what kind of work did you guys have to do at that time when there wasn't local food available in most restaurants in order to make those growers' dinners happen?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, we often had to twist arms to get restaurants to participate. There was some education involved so that people understood what we were trying to accomplish. That part of it, that sometimes took a couple of meetings, and then we had to explain to people, you know, who was in their area as far as resources for the products, and often we were driving to the farms and getting the product and bringing it to the restaurant. Or the farmers would also participate in that as well, and sometimes the chef would go get the stuff and bring it, because that distribution infrastructure was weaker then. It's still not the best, but it's definitely better than it was back then.
So it was something that it sounds like a few chefs were thinking about, but it was not something that was widespread that all chefs were thinking, yeah, we need to go local and I just wish I could.
That's right. And, you know, like I said, the distribution channels were not as great back then. And so a lot of restaurants were used to making one call to one distributor and have everything, as one of my colleagues would say, from light bulbs to steak, you know, show up in the delivery. So to carry local foods or to use local foods was a little more effort. They had to, you know, call this farm for chicken and this farm for tomatoes. And, you know, that just takes a little more logistical time.
What do you think you guys learned from this sort of experiment in putting restaurants in touch with farmers?
Well, I think we learned that the illustrative aspect of it was a successful way to promote the concept. Early on, we were asking restaurants, you know, in some case, pleading with restaurants to hold these events. After the first year or two, people were coming to us and asking if they could host an event.
Nationwide, the idea of local food was catching on. And now, someone in New Hampshire had proven that it could work here. But when it comes down to actually shopping for food, figuring out what farm-to-table means is complicated.
To actually come and see and try and taste and smell and be in this environment, I think it's important for all of us.
What you're hearing is an ad from a big food corporation, really big.
Vinegar, eggs, and canola oil.
Beautiful. And those are three adorable children describing the ingredients to, yeah, mayonnaise. Anything sounds healthy with folksy music in the background. A New Hampshire law defines local food as being food from within the borders of New Hampshire. But that law was written before the phrase farm-to-table was popular. So fast food chains and big agriculture can throw around the same language and imagery in their ads without many restrictions. To be clear, this isn't totally new. Food packaging has been adorned with smiling farmers and green pastures for ages. And companies always play to whatever health trend is popular at the moment. Farm to table is just another idea that's been ingested into the mainstream. Still, this changed the meaning of the term farm to table. If it wasn't a buzzword already, now it is. Even with small restaurants, distinguishing marketing gimmicks from authentic food is a problem. A place might bill itself as farm to table, but does that mean that one of the ingredients on your plate came from a nearby farm, or all of them? And how close does that farm have to be local? You start to realize if a company really wants to lie to you or just bend the truth about the food it's serving you, it probably can. Gail and the others over at the Farm to Restaurant Connection realized this was a problem and they had an idea. They thought, let's be the referee. Let's go to restaurants that say they're local, ask them about what they serve, and grade them on how much they are actually supporting local farms. Rochelle Lyons was still in college at Plymouth State when the Farm to Restaurant Connection asked her to design this system. She's now a professor there at Plymouth.
The term local or farm to table can be used in a lot of ways that are very subjective. And we really wanted to create some objective criteria that would define for the consumer, what does it really mean to visit this restaurant that is certified as a local New Hampshire restaurant?
Here's what they came up with. They made a point system. You got local produce at your restaurant, you get some points. Specifically, anywhere from 2 to 10 points, depending on how much and how often you have produce. Got local meat? Another 2 to 10 points for you.
And we really explored what are the fundamental pieces of being a New Hampshireite that would need to be reflected in the certification program.
Seafood, dairy, maple, honey, beer, all these things can net you some points with Rochelle. Restaurants that have lots of variety in their local products and can offer them consistently, they wind up with a lot of points in this system. So it's a way of distinguishing restaurants that just have one local thing every once in a while from restaurants that really commit to serving local food. I should say also, this was a totally voluntary process. Rochelle and company were not showing up like a SWAT team and shaming restaurants that did not buy local. In fact, so far, only 15 restaurants have volunteered to be certified. So it's not a comprehensive survey of all the local food in the state. At the end of the day, it's a window sticker. It's a way for chefs to say that they passed the test.
It is a little tricky to have a 100% local dish all the time. We don't produce a lot of olive oil here in New Hampshire, but we certainly love olive oil in our dishes. But our certification program is really designed with the intention of inviting chefs and farmers to establish relationships, inviting consumers to begin to explore where their food comes from.
By the way, you can find a list of all the restaurants that passed the certification process at nhfarmtorestaurant.com.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you think you're achieving the goals of the certification program?
If I had to put a number on it, I would say a 7. And the challenge is that New Hampshire Farm to Restaurant Connection is an all-volunteer organization.
The Farm to Restaurant Connection can only do so much, and they're no longer doing things like the Growers Dinners, those events to promote local food. But there is somebody doing something very similar to the Growers Dinners.
I am Keith Saracen. I'm the founder and chef at the Farmers Dinner, and we run farm-to-table events all over New England.
The Farmers Dinner that Keith runs is really similar to the idea that Gail and her colleagues had 15 years ago. They host events to showcase local food. And Keith is all about not just supporting local farms, but cooking up New Hampshire food in a way that tastes good.
All the words we encounter, like farm to table and local and organic, those words feel like they've become really opaque. And that must be something that you encounter a lot as somebody who works with a lot of restaurants and chefs and farmers who market their stuff using these buzzwords.
It is probably one of the things that annoys me the most. You know, going to a restaurant and a restaurant will say, hey, we're a farm-to-table restaurant, and maybe their salad, you know, has used hydroponic, locally grown greens. It's not to say hydroponic is bad, but it's still perpetuating the disconnect between that chef and then the farm itself. Supporting local has a lot more to do with than just purchasing. For instance, getting to know the needs of the farmers, getting to know the cycles of growing is part of the way that you can, you know, ostracize yourself from that marketing genre and jargon that's really been spewed upon the average consumer.
I think there's also a suspicion out there that when we see big companies co-opting the language of organic food, I think there's a suspicion that the idea behind local food is great, but maybe we've gone too far. We've gone a little bit overboard. Maybe it's become too much of a fad. Is that hard for you to see that in the world?
It is, and it is when we start pointing fingers at the problem. And the problem isn't corporations. The problem starts with understanding that us as a consumer, we hold power. And if we want to vote for a corporation by continuing to support that, that's okay. But just understand that that's where our power lies. We cannot point the finger and blame people because, to be honest, there's no blaming Monsanto, there's no blaming McDonald's. It starts with you taking your personal responsibility and power back. And if you go to a local farm, you're making a statement that I want to support a community. And when you do support a local farm, your money goes back into that community. And to me, that's a nice way of voting.
On the other hand, economically, it's not easy. We are in a state that seasonally, we only have certain products available at any given time, and there is a lot of stuff that consumers expect to have that we want to have all year round, and there are much larger companies that are providing those things. Does it ever feel like you are walking against a headwind when you're doing this?
In the beginning, it did. It's hard to replace citrus. But instead of looking at that as a problem, I decided to look, what are the actual solutions? So before us, before the age of trucks shipping food all over the world, what did we do? And there's a beauty in understanding that in June, the first strawberries come up. And it's an amazing feeling to walk into a farm, pick a strawberry, not having it the entire year, and to taste that for the first time when it's warm, and you feel the summer sun beating against that. Those are indelible memories, and if you were to have access to every single solitary thing you wanted throughout the course of the year, it becomes mundane.
Well, thank you for putting up with my pessimistic line of questioning.
It's my pleasure.
You know that early scene from Portlandia that's been referred to a lot when two people sit down in a restaurant and the person waiting on them tells them what's on the menu and they ask about the chicken and they get in a car and drive to the farm where the chicken was?
Mm-hmm. That was my reporting process for this piece.
So short of driving to a farm, what do you suggest?
Well, I asked Keith what his advice is for consumers who just want to know what they're buying. He said, first of all, it's really not that hard in New Hampshire to just meet your local farmers and to show up at their farms. We have farmers markets all over the place all the time. You can go directly to farms. That really isn't actually that hard. And the other thing you can do is just ask a lot of questions when you're at the restaurant. I mean, if you ask, they will tell you. So you can, with a little bit of effort, you can actually find out a lot about where your food is coming from.
But do you want to be that person at the restaurant is saying, okay, and what was the pig fed?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. You can submit your own questions about the state on our website. Go to nhpr.org and click on the Only in New Hampshire link.